Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Thank you guys again for all of your love and support on our podcast. We love seeing all of your ratings and reviews on iTunes, as well as you guys subscribing on iTunes and Spotify. And you guys can catch us every Wednesday
Woo! On
Gals on the Go. We are so excited.
We are so excited to be here because if you guys listened to last week's episode, you would have probably seen our new podcast cover art, which is so exciting.
Yeah, love it. You guys are loving it too.
So. Yeah. Yes, it is so fun. We had this amazing graphic designer named Emma, shout out to you, design these for us. We went through so many edits with her, but like seriously, like I'm so hyped about the new cover.
I am too. I feel like it's like a really good representation of our podcast. Like
yes.
It's fun and it's unique.
It's fun. We have like sunglasses on and earrings. It's great.
It's very cute. Very cute.
Woo!
And today's podcast is, we just have a lot of excitement recently.
A lot of excitement. We're just smiling ear to ear.
Actually though, today's podcast is with Kenzie Elizabeth, one of our dear friends who is visiting for the weekend, visiting Danielle.
Yes, and we had so much fun. It was our we have our second guest for the podcast.
And we ask her questions kind of about her life, how she organizes her busy life. She's very busy.
So. Kenzie is a gal on the go, so we had to have her on the podcast. And she also has her own podcast, so she talks a little bit about that on her little interview segment. We just talk about our friendship with her, like just experiences. She's funny, so it's a good interview for sure.
It is a good interview. You guys will want to listen.
Oh, but yes.
Before that, shall we go ahead and hop into our highs and lows?
Highlights and lowlights, lights.
We're still working on the
jingle.
The jingle component of the pod. But
yes, we got the cover art down. But yeah, we have some highlights and lowlights for you guys. Kind of also, we just want to talk about what's going on in our lives. Like just like some things happening because we are recording this intro a little bit early. Sorry.
A little early. We're just trying to be prepared for what's to come in the coming weeks of like craziness. I mean, it's fall break technically this week of school.
Yes.
We don't really get like a full
Our
week
fall
off.
Break at UGA is literally Friday off.
It's one day.
So sad. Whereas my friend literally had a full like school week off.
Yeah, I don't understand why we
I don't
that.
Understand. Let me know.
A lot of people like go home for fall break, but we simply don't have that.
Yeah, for wanna so wanna tell everyone what a lot of UGA students do during this
yeah,
fall break.
Yeah. So a lot of students go to St. Simon's Island in Georgia. That's the name of it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm like blanking. It's my third time going. It's the cutest place. Have you ever been?
It's a little
vacation town. They say I've never been to like a seaside or something like that, but they say it's like a little vacation town like that kind of. And everyone rents out like hotel rooms or condos or whatever, and you stay there for a few days. And then Friday specifically, you go out on the beach, and it's like a big, like, I don't want to say day party, but, like, it
darty.
Is. Like, yeah, it's, like, a big darty, basically, on the beach. But everyone dresses in, like, funny outfits or even in costumes. This year, we're doing costumes. I'm being Isabella, and my friend Rachel is being Lizzie McGuire. So
it's going to be so cute.
I'm excited. We got the pop star mics and everything. And then on Saturday, we drive to Jacksonville, Florida, which from that part of Georgia is a really, really quick drive, like 30 minutes, I think, 45 maybe.
Easy.
And we are playing Florida, and it's like our biggest rivalry. So the Georgia-Florida game.
I know, everyone's nervous.
Yeah, so that it's just gonna be like a fun weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I say this with my friends, like we literally travel all the time, but it's not like a vacation because there's so much preparation that goes into it. You don't really sleep when you're there.
No,
like,
not at
it's
all.
Just like, but it's fun. Like you're having the time of your life, of course. But
oh, it's a blast. I'm sure.
It's just a lot goes into it, but I'm excited. And nonetheless,
no,
yes.
That'll be so fun. I can't wait for the pics.
And Danielle's having a more chill weekend.
I don't know why. I'm just like, I just, none of my friends like really want to go this year. And I just, I don't know. Basically, long story short, I'm going to North Carolina with my mom. Last year for Christmas, I gave her a trip, I guess, to Asheville, North Carolina, because it's her favorite place on earth. And I didn't know what to get her for Christmas last year. And I realized I hadn't still taken her to North Carolina. So we're doing that this weekend because the foliage there is supposed to be perfect right now. We're going to go apple picking.
That's so cute.
We're doing some hiking, some yoga. Asheville's like a really cool town and it's like my mom's favorite. And we're staying at this awesome hotel doing like a spa day. I'm really, really excited. So that'll be really fun. That's what I'm doing this weekend. So, yeah.
That sounds very peaceful.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Peaceful Michelle.
Oh my gosh. My goodness. You guys need to follow my mom on Instagram. Did you see her post yesterday?
Yeah, best stuff. Yeah, she's so cute.
She literally, like, she's like, you guys always just put your camera down and, like, vlog you driving. So I did that.
She's so cute.
She's just somehow.
She, I didn't even tell you. She Facebook messaged me a video of Jason when he went on Good Morning America or something.
Oh my god, and she must know.
Yeah, and she was like, a great man like would be great for you or something.
Yeah. I didn't even.
Yeah, I didn't tell you because I don't know why. I was like so busy. I was like, thank you, Michelle.
Said, I did not know that she even knew you were obsessed with Jason.
I guess.
Oh my gosh, Delaney Free is FaceTiming me. Delaney, no. Wow, she never does that. Must be something. Sorry, guys. Well,
we'll cut that out.
A little, okay. Cut. Should I talk about flag football? Really quick.
Yeah, we'll just keep going.
Okay. So that's really funny about my mom. I just didn't know she was that much of a listener.
Yeah, she knows. Oh, she knows what's going on.
That is
so
funny.
We love her.
Oh my god.
You guys are gonna have such a good time though. I really miss my mom. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I'm like in the mood to be with my mom for some reason.
You get in those vibes where you need like a little home vibe.
Little home vibe, you know? So that'll be nice. And also, yesterday I finally got to pull out my football roots again and play some flag football. It was a good time.
How did we do?
Oh, we did not win. That's for sure. But that's okay.
Did you lose the game, like the first game?
Yeah, we lost the first game. But this year, so basically what it was a UGA Miracle flag football tournament with, like, all the sororities and fraternities. But, like, sororities only play sororities. Mm-hmm. And so I was on the KD team. And last year it was 10 minutes for a half. And this year it was only 7 minutes for a half. And they keep the clock running. So, like, when, like, the ball drops, like, they just don't stop the clock.
So it's, like, the fastest game ever, basically.
It's the fastest game ever. So we played against the sorority and they got one touchdown. And we just, and then by the time we got an interception, she was literally running for a touchdown, but the clock ran out. Like, we literally could have, like, done okay. It was just, we just didn't have time. Stinks. They just got lucky. So, but it was so much fun. Like, when I was in middle school, I literally played flag football. Like, it was my job. Like, I missed it so much. So, that was really fun.
That is fun.
Yeah. And on another note, just lots of things to update you guys on. I'm getting my lashes tinted and lifted tomorrow.
I've done this before. Have you ever done that?
Yes. Well, that's why I remember you've done it.
Yeah. It just, okay, I will say, like, immediately after you get it, you kind of have, like, almost, like, mascara smudging, like, by your eyes, kind of.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, it goes away. But it's definitely, like, a powerful tint. The lift component is definitely, it lasts a little bit less than the tint. Because, I mean, like, the lift falls, obviously.
Yeah,
like, your natural eyelashes can only hold up for so long. But it looks really good. I think you'll probably like it.
I'm excited just because I've been missing my lash extensions lately, but I do love to just not have them.
Isn't it so nice to, like, rub your eyes and be, like, free?
It is. Yeah. Like, I'm doing it right now. I love it. So I'm really excited. I'll let you guys know how it goes. But I'm going to this girl in Athens who a lot of my friends have been going to lately.
When are you going?
Tomorrow. 8:30 p.m.
p.m.? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's the only time, because I have, like, a test tomorrow, LOL, and, like, I have classes all day, so I just can't go until that time.
Dang.
I'm getting my hair done today. It's just this. It's a week.
It's
But, so our lows.
Yeah, for...
Why don't you talk about yours?
I just have been busy with school again, and it's that point in the semester where things are just picking up. I just had, like, a huge semester-long project that I literally pushed off. I gave myself, like, 5 days to do the whole thing, and it ended up being, I think, okay. I mean, we'll see how I did and stuff, but... Yeah, just one of those weeks. And I mean, nothing to complain about. Honestly, life is pretty great. I can't really complain.
Yeah, we had trouble coming up with highlights of our life.
Yeah, always highs, mm-hmm. never lows. Life is pretty good recently.
Life is on a high.
Sometimes I, like, get in my feels and I'll be like, oh, like, I'm pissed off this one little thing. But honestly, overall, life is pretty great.
So yeah.
What about you?
My low is it's also a high. So Delaney and I officially, Delaney Free, not my roommate from freshman year, my other Delaney, and I decided we're definitely officially moving together.
Yay.
Are living together next year, which is really exciting. I'm so excited. We're like, wait, we're going to be roommates. Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm excited about it. But the apartment that we want just got signed for, like, literally last night, and I wanted to cry, but this was, like, we like, couldn't have done anything sooner, mm-hmm. so it's just really sad. So we're touring another apartment today. It's just sad.
How did you go about finding these apartments?
Just talking to people and looking online. We wanted, like, a loft-style kind of situation, so we're looking at a ton of those. We might still live in this building that I'm in right now, but I'm not... It's just hard. Like, going from having, like, an office and a bedroom to just having a bedroom, like, it's just... It sounds really extra, but, like, I just have a lot of stuff. I know.
No, you do have a lot of stuff. I mean, also at the same time, like, you need space, like, for YouTube and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
so...
You can't live in, like... Okay, so I lived in this apartment last year. Like, if you lived in that apartment and just had that room and had to, like, do YouTube out of there, this room was so small. Like, Danielle definitely couldn't
have
done it.
No, I couldn't have. And that's kind of honestly what the bedroom is like here, too.
Really?
I mean, you see it. It's literally in my bed in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
You would be filming in the living room and Delaney would probably be like, okay.
Yeah, I know. Because she's a TV watcher too. So I'm just worried.
That's like my house too. They always have the TV on. And someone's always sitting on the couch no matter what time of day. Not even watching something like to watch the show. Like, oh, I miss blah, blah, blah. I have to watch it. But just like
have it on.
Have it on. Yeah.
No, it's nice to have stuff on for sure.
That's it for our highlights and lowlights. So I think we're going to go ahead and hop into our
special guest.
Our special guest, Kenzie Elizabeth.
Yes, we really enjoy talking to Kenzie and we think you guys will too. So enjoy the next segment. We are so excited to have you here today, Kenzie. Say hey.
Hey, guys. This is my favorite podcast. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. But you're the podcast queen. Yeah.
This is I don't miss an episode at all.
Yeah. That is true. I truly feel honored. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, you are a podcast. You got into podcasts very early, I will say.
Yeah.
You were the first one to listen to it.
Yeah, I know. And now everyone. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
There was a friend said this to me the other day.
The meme.
What meme?
Start a family or start a podcast? That meme?
No, that's funny. No, it was Joseph. He sent me, like, it was bad. It was, like, having a podcast is, like, the new, like, this generation's version of having, like, a lower back tattoo or something.
Oh,
like,
I did see so that.
True. It is true. Yeah. The one that I'm thinking of is, like, entering my, like, late 20s, time to start a family or start a podcast.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's funny. I hate that I didn't do it, like, 2 years ago when I started listening to
them. Well, so tell everyone. You have your own podcast, too, as well.
Yes. Yeah, I have my own podcast.
Where can they find it? What's it called?
Everywhere. It's called I Love You So Much. Well, I'm still waiting on approval from Spotify, which is so stupid. Spotify is like really back in it, but my first one got approved in a day from Spotify, not this one.
Kenzie's podcast is really good. It's I Love You Thank So Much you. By Kenzie Elizabeth herself, and her audio quality is amazing. Like, she records in a studio, like, goals. Like, she'll text me, she'll be like, hey, I'm heading to the studio. Like, I'll call you after. And I'm like, that's so cool. Yeah, and she has some amazing
I think I'm a
guests.
Pop star now.
Yeah, like, she's had Remy and Alicia and, like, people from her church. Like, I just definitely check out Kenzie's podcast.
So, Kenzie, start by giving the listeners who have never heard of you, they have no clue who you are, a little background, who you are, and your life.
Okay, so, hi, guys. I'm Kenzie. I'm 21. I'm from Texas. I grew up in Texas. Moved to LA right before I turned 18. I've been living in LA since. I attend college. I go to Zoe Leadership College. It's a very small school. It's accredited through Southeastern, so that's, like, a bigger school. That's what I normally say. I started on YouTube. I've had a YouTube channel since I was, like, 15, 16 years old, and I just started a podcast, so, yeah.
Living the
Super
life.
Super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say we met Kenzie, I don't even know, years ago.
5 years ago at this point,
yeah. We've just been YouTube pals forever.
I was definitely still in high school when we met, so that was...
We've had so many great memories together, like, Clueless Lives.
Oh, gosh.
Coachella.
I don't know if those are great, but yeah, Coachella. No, all of them. No, really good memories.
Yeah. Crazy.
We've done some fun stuff together.
Kind of like a little background on like kind of like your school timeline. I know we've talked about this forever, but for people who don't know, like, kind of talk about like the transition you made end of junior year of high school and kind of just so people get it. I think it's really unique.
Yeah, it's like a really different scenario. So I went, I'm trying to think, the end of my junior year, I was really, really ahead of on credits. And at that time, there's a way more reason as to why I moved out early that I just like never really talked about. But like, ultimately, what it came down to was I needed, like, 2 or 3 credits to graduate high school. And because of that, I was like, okay, I could stay here. I would basically just have to take filler classes and go for, like, literally no reason. Or I could transfer to – I actually transferred to, like, Texas Tech online, which is a college. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I graduated early online. So I transferred my senior year, and then I moved out to LA early. So then I ended up being able to get residency. So instead of my school, the school that I, like, first went to being, like, $25,000 a year, it was $1,000 a year.
Wow.
So I actually saved money. People don't realize that there was, like, a lot of thought behind this.
Oh.
Yeah. So I moved out early in my senior year, and I was in online school. And then I started college when I would have normally, I mean, the summer before when I like what I would have normally started, but I had a lot of credits before that.
And credit queen.
And then I transferred to the school that I'm at now, like a normal, it's not a normal school, but like a physical school, January of this year, which would have been like, it's like the second semester of my sophomore year. So now I'm a junior in college.
So, are you so happy that you switched from online school to Zoe Leadership?
Yes,
what was
sure.
like, was there like a moment where you were like, I need to like be in a school classroom?
Well,
like,
okay, I didn't switch to Zoe's, like, I didn't switch to ZLC for necessarily the academic part of it. It's a leadership college, and it's extremely, it's, like, very intensive. So it's funny, Dan and I are talking about this. I'm like, I kind of went to ZLC being like, oh, this works in my schedule. It's like, it, like, you, like, not realizing how intensive it would be. Like, you're asked a lot more than, like, you don't, I don't want to say you don't get away with much, like, they require a lot more from you.
You have weekend requirements.
Yeah, like, weekend requirements and, like, a lot of things outside of school and stuff. Like, I can't just, like, come and go to class, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. It's not that kind of school. Which is ultimately, like, it's definitely been it's, like, the best decision I've ever made. I would honestly, like, it might be a better decision than, like, starting a YouTube channel. Like, wow. That's how high up it is there for me.
Wow. I didn't know
It's, like,
that.
A close second. Oh, yeah. I love my school. Wait, what did you just ask me, though?
So,
just,
like, how happy you are to switch.
Like,
so, yeah.
Online schooling versus in school.
So, this is, okay, I was doing online school. I was working full-time online, and then I was living alone. So, like,
wow.
It was a lot. Yeah. And
that's
like
a lot of alone time.
Yeah. I had a lot of, I was really social at that point because I was like, I had to make efforts and I lived really close to Taylor and it was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I think I just didn't like that I didn't have leadership around me. Like, I didn't have people to like, that were older than me to like look up to. I needed like mentors and I needed people. Cause I was like, I don't want to not have like a really strong foundation before things grow or I go into like what I'm gonna do, even if it's not YouTube or like whatever it is. So for me, switching to ZLC had so much more to do with being under people that I could learn from than it did about the academics of it. Cause I still actually do my classes online cause it's this extension site. It's really weird.
Oh.
So like we don't like, we go to class and we have things, but we have like, we're on like creative tracks or like you have different tracks where we do like outreaches. We only have like 3 hours of the week where we do schoolwork, but all of our stuff is online. So like we don't take, like I don't have like physical classes, academic classes. We have like teachings and stuff. It's like, I don't have to.
So when
it.
You're at the school, because you'll post, like, it's a really cool, like,
yeah, it's
setup,
really cool.
Like, the venue. I was about to call a school a venue.
No, goodbye. Well, we go to in the it's offices. In,
like, I was going to say, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, but you're, like, in a high-rise, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, what a dope view.
I mean, the office, the office is not big enough for us right now, so we're actually, like, it is a beautiful office, but we go to school, like, in the Zoe offices. But, yeah, like, we'll go in, like, we do teachings. Like, now we do, like, the staff. We, like, go to, like, staff meetings and stuff, like, the Devos, not meetings. And we have, like, time to do schoolwork. But it works out for me because I actually do way better in online schooling as far as, like, academics go. Because, like, I don't need – I'm not someone who needs to be in a classroom to, like, be taught. I was always in high school. I'm like, I could do all of this in, like, an hour and I have to be here for 8. Like, that's what, like, I hated. So I do better, like, learning on my own and, like, all that stuff.
Just being motivated around other people.
Yeah, it was, like, the community and the leadership is, like, why I switched. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend – I don't know. I would recommend online school because I like online school.
Some people work differently.
Yeah. As far as, like, if you really want to be around the community and stuff, if you're already doing something that's really on your own, I would, like, definitely, like, really consider doing something else.
Hey, Danielle.
Yeah?
We got another sponsor for the podcast.
No way!
Yes.
What is it?
HelloFresh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes, pre-measured ingredients you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Well, I'm a big fan of HelloFresh, so this is really exciting for me. I mean, both of us, we literally both will often make HelloFresh meals. So, like, this is a very exciting sponsor because we just truly love them.
It is very exciting.
I love HelloFresh because each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated, trusted sources. I love it because each week I can count on just getting a couple meals, you know, and I don't have to worry about grocery shopping or what's happening for dinner tonight. I just know there is a box waiting for me at home, and it's just, don't you love it?
It's so phenomenal.
Easy.
Yeah, the nice thing about it, too, is there's always a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you don't have more time than that. And
which definitely happens
every
week.
Gals on the go. We need to maximize our time.
Yes, HelloFresh times gals on the go. I mean,
it's,
that just makes
it's a
sense.
Perfect collab here.
I love it. And I know you cook with your roommates a lot, too, right? Like, because they have different, you know, meal plans. You could do 2 people, 4 people.
Yeah, we do the 4-person plan. Actually,
and all the ingredients come pre-measured and handy-labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with what. It's so easy.
It's like a bag. Like, they separate it by bag of each recipe.
It's
so
like
you
a little lunchbox.
Yeah. No, it's adorable. And then it just kind of, it's nice because you just stack them, like, in your fridge. You'd be like, okay, here's our meal for tonight. Take out the bag.
Yeah. And one thing I also really love, especially since both you and I travel, you know, gals on the go, your account on HelloFresh is so easy to manage because you can choose your delivery date to match, you know, your just ever-changing schedule. You can pause deliveries when you're on vacation. It's so nice. You're not wasting money at all.
So what's your favorite meal on HelloFresh? I know you're an avid HelloFresh gal.
Yes. So I actually always have a list of my favorite meals so that when I go to order more, I can pick which ones I get. Because I don't care. I'll eat the same ones all the time. But it is also nice to get it as a surprise because then you learn new meals. But my current favorite that I've made is the Tuscan sausage and pepper spaghetti. Ooh! It is so good. And I'm not usually a sausage person, but
I was going to say that doesn't sound like you, but it makes you like step out of your comfort zone.
It makes you step out of your comfort zone. And it was so good. I also made these like chicken fajitas one time with chicken cheddar fajitas. Oh, those were really good.
I've had those. But my favorite personally is the creamy dill chicken. It's pretty basic, but you like make the sauce and it's potatoes and like a vegetable. It's just really, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
I'm not even hungry, but that sounds so good.
The perfect chicken dish. Yes. And now I am hungry. So
yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to try it out for yourself for a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first 3 boxes. That's amazing. Visit HelloFresh.com/galsonthego60 and enter the promo code galsonthego60.
Now back to Kenzie. So I guess we'll switch a little bit. Now that they have a good background foundation of, like, who you are and, like, what you study and whatnot. Well, I guess, what do you study? We didn't really answer that.
My major is business administration.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And basically a huge majority of your life is balancing.
Yeah.
A lot of tasks. Yes.
Like, yeah. The ultimate girl boss, I'm telling you.
No, I'd say that you are too, Danielle.
Yeah, really, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Kenzie's always on the go. Like, I think I'm on the go, and then I'm like, oh my gosh.
Gal's on the go.
I think I also just say this because, like, I can walk everywhere, but you're, like, always in your car, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, you love to drive.
Yeah, well, I live in LA. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
It's too spread out, right?
Yeah.
Like, you definitely.
I go to school in West Hollywood, and I live in the Valley. So, like, it's, like, a 25-minute drive to school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, basically, you balance college, YouTube, now you just started a podcast, service, obviously.
Yeah,
you just have a lot of various things that you kind of balance. So focusing on that, when you like to do work, when you're like, okay, it's time, like grind time, where do you typically do work and like what's your environment sort of like?
Tell them about your office.
Yeah, that's not even enough. This is funny because on my outline for my podcast with you guys, it's so similar. Anyways, no, I have an office now in my house. When I moved to my house in February, I was like really adamant about getting an office because I just didn't like working from my room anymore. Like, I just was like, I was in a constant state of anxiety. Like, I really couldn't turn off because if I was in my room, I was like, oh, I could be doing something. Like, now when I go to my room, I like turn off, you know? But I have an office. I'm really affected by my environment, so I always have candles burning. I'm like just like Danielle, always have candles burning. I always have like the windows open when the weather's nice. I literally always have like Frank Sinatra, or I have this one playlist that I play all the time. So I work in my office a ton, and then I will go to coffee shops and stuff. Like, on breaks at school, we have breaks for school. I'm like, I'll go.
I feel like you're at Alfred
shop
all the time.
Yeah, I go to Alfred, but I don't work at Alfred because Alfred is not, like, the best working environment. I go there to get coffee. Just things like that, though, like, getting out of your house, especially if you're someone who works from home or maybe you're in the same boat as me, you're, like, working from home, doing school from home or whatever, the biggest thing, like, tip that I can give you for being productive would be to get out of your house in the morning. Alicia and I talk about this all the time, actually, because, like, if you don't have to leave your house and you just don't, you eventually just go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, something about leaving in the morning, getting out, and then coming back, it makes me way more productive.
Well, and can I also say, Kenzie has a dog as well.
Oh, yeah. I have to, like,
so
take
to
her
take
out
her
and
out
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, Coco.
We love Coco.
What a girl.
That's cool.
I think it would be interesting to hear kind of about your work life, because you're really, we love the hustle, all about it. I feel like you are, when I think of productivity, I think, like, kind of associate that with you.
Yeah.
That word is like very.
Like, when
you,
I need
yeah
to get productive, I watch one of Kenzie's vlogs.
Danielle,
we do that.
Yeah,
we always talk about this.
Literally, we always talk about this. Yes, Danielle will send me pictures like watching Kenzie's videos. I'm inspired. But, yeah, me too. So I kind of want to hear about your work life. I know recently you hired an intern.
Yeah.
So just kind of why and what are some of her tasks?
Okay.
At that point.
So I love like being productive and working hard and all of that, but I feel like for a bit it was kind of like not like my identity, to be really dramatic, but like I've talked about this a billion times, but like I started like finding, I think I was like, my idol in life was like how hard I was working, and like I don't think that's healthy.
No.
I've actually chilled out a lot, like I've relaxed a ton, but I think I've found healthier work habits, and I've also delegated things better. But yeah, my intern's name is Lana. She goes to USC. She's awesome. But she does a bunch of random things. We kind of have it down to like a structure of what she does. She handles a lot of my Instagram stuff. So like my cool Instagram stories, those are all her.
Good for her.
So we'll do like Friday favorites or whatever that is.
Oh, I love those. Was that your idea, but you assigned it to her?
It is my idea. I mean, well, okay, let me like rephrase this. She isn't the one like picking out the stuff. Like it is all from me, but she makes the stories. Yeah. She makes the stories.
So you send her like a blank photo and like a template, or she kind of constructs it all, like pieces
it
all together?
No, well, we have a mood board that we draw from all the time. That's like what so I was saying last night at dinner, like that stuff's really helpful.
That's really cool.
But she comes over normally on Mondays and we'll like get work done. And like I'm helping her with other things too. So like I do stuff for her, like random stuff. But yeah, so she will do like a lot of Instagram stuff. Like right now, I haven't had my Instagram app or like any social media apps on my phone in 3 weeks. So she's been posting everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, like have a break from that. I'm trying to think of like it really just depends on the week. It's not like a crazy workload for her though. Like I don't know. That's been helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends on the week though.
Yeah.
And she's like a cool gal.
She's cool. She's very cool.
It's cool that she's like around your age and everything like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So now kind of going along with that, cause I think it's so awesome that there's so many like job opportunities in the YouTube realm now. How did you go about like the hiring process? Like did you post on Instagram that you were like looking for an assistant? And
yeah, Danielle and I did this at the same time.
I remember always on the same wavelength.
We're always on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. Like we inspire each other.
We do. We were going crazy, I think, this summer, especially with tour. Yeah. We had a few mental breakdowns.
A few mental breakdowns. I think we were both like, we need to learn how to delegate.
Yeah, we need to learn how to delegate. I just posted on my Instagram story. Well, also actually, someone, like a leader of mine in my life from Zoe actually was the one who was like, you need to, I think for so long, people have weird ideas of if you have like people working for you and they're like, oh, didn't realize that you were like this and that. And it's like, anyone has people working, like it's so stupid.
It's quite normal. Actually.
Yeah. It's quite normal. But for so long I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. Cause like subconsciously, which this is so not me. It was like, I don't want people to like think that I think I'm like, it, you know what I mean?
Like you're so good.
So good. Yeah, exactly. So even now, like people like in school, like I know I don't know this. Like I don't talk about being like, oh, like Lana's working for whatever.
Yeah.
Like I definitely, which I shouldn't, like who cares, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I was just kind of going crazy, and it's fun because it's almost like you have a friend. Like it's like nice to work with someone.
Yes.
Yeah. But
I think Danielle feels that way about Callie,
yes,
right?
I love my girl Callie.
And the biggest thing I will say too from hiring Lana and like working with just like different people, especially like my podcast team and stuff, is that it's made me so much more creative again. Like I forgot how much I loved being creative and how creative I can be when I'm not focused on like so many minuscule tasks. Like now I'm like, I have way better ideas. Like I have way more like, just like, I feel like I'm just way more creative now because I was so focused on all the other things. I wasn't even thinking about being creative, if that makes sense. So it's made me just like better overall.
So in your podcast, which we love, I was just recently listening to it, and I remember you kind of mentioned like having like a team. So what does that consist of? Who's on your team? Like, and I don't know, who do you delegate to now? So you have Lana, and then who else like is important in your life to like kind of help you do everything?
Okay, so we actually all have the same manager, Renee at Beaufresh. So I have like just a management, it's like a manager, but a management team.
Yeah.
And then from there, I have my podcast team. So I'm with Dear Media, and they actually fully produce my podcast. They're a
so
podcast.
Nice.
It's so nice. They're a podcast network, but they also are like, they fully produce it. So I have Taylor, who I love, and he's like my producer. He edits everything. He's super funny. He helps me, like, he just set up a bunch of meetings. Like, that's what I was doing when you guys were recording. I was talking to Taylor, like, setting up meetings, like, when you guys were recording with Morgan. But he's awesome. And then I work with, like, actually Michael Bostic. If you guys listen to, like, Skinny Confidential, it's his company. So, with Michael. And then my merch, like, team. I just say team because it's just easier. And then my, like, YouTube network.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
How does the merch work? I'm interested. Like, do you work with a graphic designer for that?
Yeah.
You, like, give them your ideas? That's cool.
So the guys, Corey, I also send them mood boards. I'm all about a good mood board.
Yeah.
But actually, like, the other day, I had, like, all these ideas randomly in class, so I just sent it over. you know, be like, I want these hoodies, these mugs, mm-hmm. this whatever. And I design, like, I tell him very detailed, and I always send, like, inspo over. And then he'll send it back to me, and I'll literally will go through, like, 70 edits with him. Like, I feel so bad, but then
your merch is dope, though, like, thanks. Always. 10 Thank out of 10. You.
Very so cool. Yeah. Big fan.
Big, big
fan. So, this is kind of, like, taking a turn, but okay. You kind of brought it up. So, Lana is your intern, and one of the tasks, I forget if you exited or not, is she's been posting for you lately. Mm-hmm. So, kind of talk about your current thoughts on, like, social media, and not in general, but, like, how you've been feeling lately and, like, how you kind of, like, needed this break but, like, not break. I think that's really unique what you're doing. So, kind of tell everyone what you've been up to.
Well, no. Okay. What I was doing then was, like, this was, like, a fast. So, this wasn't because I didn't want to be on social media. Okay. But when I've done social media breaks before, I'll normally just do a few days just to, okay. like, get refreshed. So, this, and also, like, I think social media is the best thing ever. Like,
oh, yeah. No, absolute best. I know you don't think it's bad.
Yeah, it's not bad
but
at all.
But for your health, personally, like, your mental health, what have you yeah. been doing?
Yeah. Well, this wouldn't have really necessarily been for that. But when I've done social media breaks in the past, I think I started these probably in February. Like, I'm trying to think of when I moved in with Joe. And so I probably still have my Instagram on his phone. So I would have my Instagram logged in on his phone. And then I would just delete the apps for the weekend. And then I would, like, be posting from his phone. Just because I found myself just scrolling aimlessly for no reason. And if I really want, like, to kind of, like, be refreshed and, like, clear my mind, it's just better for me to not be on my phone and I'm not constantly scrolling, you know what I mean? Definitely. So it's really nice because you like, truly unplug, just, like, you know, I'm using a Brooke word. But it was, plugging. Yeah, it's really good to unplug. I think everyone should do it. Like, it's really helpful.
That's really cool. Yeah, I think that's really interesting because you, out like, are on social media and you still manage to do this. Yeah. So it shows that really anyone can do it.
Yeah, you just have for to sure. find a way. Yeah, I did 3 weeks just now without it. I'd go back tomorrow. Like, wow. And I don't even think about it anymore. Like, I was talking about it earlier. I'm like, I don't really even have, like, an urge to. But I will say, like, in the past 3 weeks, I think I've grown so much and, like, learned so much. And I feel so That's at crazy. Peace. Like, I've never felt more at peace in my life
I than I do right now. I noticed you weren't on Twitter. Do you, like,
yeah,
do you feel like
I haven't. I didn't even give a lot of my Twitter. I don't care. I should have done that, but.
Wow, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, what Kenzie's been doing is, like, we've, like, been all together. We've been taking all these cute pictures. Yeah. And I'll be sitting there with Kenzie. She's not on her phone. And all of a sudden, Kenzie Elizabeth posted a photo. And I'm like, what? So you basically take the photo, you edit it, you write the caption, and she just posts it for you, right? Like, it's all you.
Yeah, it's all me for sure. Like, I tell her what to tag. I tell her, like, everything. And then I'm just off my phone. It's really nice. That's it's also nice. Made me just be off my phone. Like, I'm, like, that's what Danielle was saying. She's like, what do you do when you're even on your phone now?
I know. I was like, what are you doing when you're, because, I mean, I still see you on your phone. Yeah. Like, I'm just so curious.
No, I was like, I'm looking at, like, reading plans and stuff, but, like,
she's or looking at Devos.
Yeah, like, literally. Oh, it's normally emails, though, like, if I'm on my phone or, like, texting back certain people. I don't know, but I think, too, it's made me, like, this trip, I've just been, like, because normally, the past few trips that we've had, we've been really bad about posting, so I'm, like, I really need to make sure that, we're, like, we're posting this weekend.
Yeah.
But it makes, I'm not on my phone ever. Like, I was, like, hanging out with this person in my life, and this person was just always on their phone. I'm trying to, like, really, whatever. And I was like, this is a boy. Okay, I was okay. like, this is just, like, annoying. Like, I don't, I don't know. I just don't ever want to be, like, that person on my phone.
It's toxic and annoying and pointless to actually hang out if there's.
Yeah, I'm like, get off your phone. Who cares?
That's crazy. Well, also, just to touch on, like, I don't know, friends and everything. So you went from living alone, mm-hmm. you lived in your apartment alone, and now you live with, like, a ton of guys, right?
Yeah.
So how many people do you live with currently?
Well, we have two people. It's me, my friend Joe, and my cousin Justin. We have two people technically living with us, but they're not, like, living. Like, they don't have, like, rooms or anything. They're just, like, crashing with us right now. But, yeah, I was afraid when I, because I did have a one-bedroom. I was living on my own, and I loved that. I really wanted a house, and it's totally different having roommates in a house than it is having roommates in an apartment. Like, it's very, very different, but, yeah, it just kind of, like, worked out. I was a little bit worried about going from a one-bedroom on my own to living with people again, but honestly, like, I really love it, and my house is, like, pretty big. It's a very, like, large house for LA. Like, LA is normally, big, yeah. And I have an office. Like, I have a lot of space there, and we're not all on top of each other by any means, so it's actually been, like, really good.
That's so nice. But you so your school and everything's all in West Hollywood, right? So you're in West Hollywood a lot?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love West Hollywood.
That's really cool. Yeah. Okay. So I'm interested to hear I know you said you don't want to be known for your productivity thing, but okay.
No, keep going. You're good.
You somewhat are.
Yeah, I am. I know.
So going back, tying it back to some student life, what is your studying routine, method, Any tips you have for us strugglers out there?
I live, like, by Quizlet. Quizlet, really? Yeah, since high school. I don't know what it is. That way of learning for me, I think it's that I'm a very visual person. Like, if I see something, I can understand it. Mm-hmm. It has, like, I even in, like, I feel like I got into Quizlet when I started taking AP classes in high school.
Yeah.
But I can learn everything, especially because online classes, all like all the answers are online. That's horrible to say. But like yeah, you have, they all are yeah, online, life hack. But like the Quizlet stuff, it's like literally all right there. So that's been helpful. But as far as like writing papers and stuff, I just block out time. Like I'm really...
Time block.
Oh, you know what? Here's my biggest tip though. I do this with everything. The reason that I'm able to do everything is because I have everything done 2 weeks in advance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like good about that. I'm working, or like a week in advance. So like the homework that I'm working on, our school's weird, like our weeks start on Wednesdays and then our due dates are Tuesday nights. It's really odd, but I constantly it's like a weird thing, but because it works out.
You don't have it all done by the weekend, you're like, oh but yeah, I have 2 work days next week.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Really nice. I actually really like it, and we have it by session too, so like we have like 2 or 3 classes at a time. Oh, and it's 8 week classes, so it's like the same workload, but as far as it, I just feel like that's a better way to learn instead of spreading yourself like really thin, you know.
Yeah,
anyways, yeah, so I will just be constantly working, like, the week ahead of me's schoolwork, so it's, like, way less stressful, and I'm just ahead, so, like, I can't really get super stressed when I, like, have no reason to be, you know what
and
I mean?
And you do that with your videos, too.
Actually. Yeah, I do that with videos. I do it with everything, because then also, it's, like, if I want to leave for the weekend, or if I really feel like for so long, I was, like, I didn't value my social life at all, especially, like, the first year I lived in LA, so, like, I got to, like, my year mark, and I was, like, wow, I have no friends, because Molly was, like, in Boston at that point. So it's made me have like more freedom in my life, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you had any struggles with just balancing school and YouTube and hanging out with your friends? Like what would be your biggest struggle if you could think of one?
I think, well, it's hard because I have requirements on Sundays. So if I want to take a trip, which honestly it hasn't been an issue. Like my directors are really good with working with me. Like they've never said no to me about like a trip. I don't overly ask by any means, but I just let them know in advance. But there's been certain things where I'm like, okay, what if I leave that weekend? Like, it definitely makes me stay a little bit longer, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing for me either, honestly. But, like, that would probably be, like, the biggest thing. And then if I'm, like, I feel like sometimes because, especially, okay, like, I think the main thing is hanging out with friends, like, in a college setting. It's, like, if they're not in school or, like, if they're not at work, like, they're free. And there's, like, always, like, stuff that I could be doing or whatever. So, it's kind of, like, finding the balance with, like, the social aspect
of
it.
That's so true. You know? My friends would be like, okay, I'm done with homework. Like, let's hang out. And then I'm like, well,
I could, but I also have other stuff to do. Yeah, so it's just that. That's so true. I'll get distracted with, like,
people are like, you don't have a lot of school this week. Like, you can hang out. I'm like, but I'm, like, yeah. Like, have other things, like, going on.
Yeah,
like, other videos to film.
Yeah, or, like, then I've started to be more, like, clear about it. I'm like, no, like, it's a deadline. Like, it's not, or they'd be like, do it tomorrow. It's like, no, like, it's a job.
It's
like,
due by end of day. People just,
they are literally,
end of day. The brand's emailed me 4 times.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's 3 p.m. Calm down. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's actually interesting how students don't really...
No, people don't take it seriously, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of... I think it's just so different, like, because I go to school in L.A., people definitely get it more, but it's not, like, a huge... Like, people don't... We don't really, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
But if I say, like, I have to work, I think on the upside, though, of, like, the weekend trips being, like, kind of more of an issue for me, because it's on my own schedule, I really try to work around everything Zoe related so I don't miss anything, whereas, like, other people will miss for work.
Yeah.
So because I don't really miss things because I work around it, then I feel like I have more leeway to leave on weekends just because I don't miss things. But at the same time, it's, like, if I really have something to do, I can't, like, I feel like I can't really be, like, hey, I really can't make it to this, because they're, like, well, you can just do it whenever you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's, like, really, that's not the case. But whatever, like, it's fine.
We do. I think you balance it well, and you have, like, a really good group of friends in LA, and you love it.
Yeah,
could you see yourself moving back to Texas one day?
I could always see myself moving back to Texas. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love LA, and I love my friends there, and I love Zoe, which is, like, the biggest reason, like, which is my church, the biggest reason that, like, I don't want to leave. But I'm just not a West Coast person. Like, I'm not, like, a Southern California girl.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I want seasons. I want, I don't know. It's just, I really love LA. Like, I really, really do. But, like, being just this weekend, I'm like, oh, my gosh, gloomy weather, like, it's fall. I love it, you know? So, I don't know.
You always want what you can't have, too. Like, the grass is always
totally
greener.
Very true. Very true.
I feel that when I visit, like, other people's colleges, I'm like, oh, this would be so nice.
Yeah.
Like, if I, like, went here, but then I'm like, I love my life.
Exactly.
You just have to put it into perspective.
For sure.
So, where can our Gals on the Go listeners find you?
It's at Kinzie Elizabeth on all socials, and my YouTube channel is Kinzie Elizabeth, and then my podcast is I Love You So Much with Kinzie Elizabeth.
Available on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
We'll put it in the description.
Yeah, we'll have it in the description for sure. You guys should definitely listen to it, because we're about to record a podcast for Kinzie's.
Yes.
More content.
Episode for Kinzie's podcast.
Yeah, more content.
We've been on the grind today. We've recorded podcasts, 3 videos, taken photos.
So many Instagrams, so many.
And yeah, so, well, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thanks for having me on. I loved
Thanks
it.
Thanks for coming to Athens.
I love it.
She's a dog for the week.
I am woof woof.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Check out at Gals on the blah blah. Check out at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram for always to be up to date, and you can always submit your questions there. Check out Kenzie's social media, Brooke, myself, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.